Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey, wherever you get your podcasts.
Jason Mackey is with us right now, Post-Gazette. You hear him on The Fan. He'll be part of our Pittsburgh Game Day show starting Sunday with Donnie and Mark Cabali. Pirates have taken the first two games against the team with the biggest payroll in baseball, according to SpotTrack, the Dodgers. Shohei Ohtani was supposed to pitch last night. He didn't. There was some thought yesterday that he was going to pitch tonight. He's not, so they're just skipping him this turn through the rotation. And Blake Snell, another Cy Young Award winner, will take on Skeens tonight, 6:40 first pitch, PNC Park. All right, Jason, along those lines on the Pirates, you have said for months Ben Cherington is dead man walking. You still feel that way?
Yes. I'd be lying to you, Andrew, if I said I wasn't wavering a little bit more than I have been in the past with how they've played recently. I mean, if I'm Ben Cherington, I can make a fairly decent case to Bob Nutting. I mean, I still don't agree with this line of thinking, and I would move on from Cherington, so please understand that. But, I mean, if you point to Connor Griffin, if you point to the young pitching, if you point to how Tommy Pham has turned out, and you have an owner that probably, you know, let's be honest, like probably doesn't want to spend money if he doesn't have to.
So why aren't you flip-flopping? Thought. I mean, he didn't want to fire Cherington mid-season because he didn't want the things to go off the rails. If you're saying there's evidence that things have gotten back on track, then wouldn't he keep them around?
Yeah, I mean, they're playing pretty good ball under Donnie Kelly. And if this would continue through the end of the season and they, you know, I don't know, get close to 76 wins, I think that's highly unlikely. I think you
probably all they have to do is go 13-9 in the last 22 games.
I know. I've looked at this team for a lot of the season, Andrew. I don't think that everything's solved. I think they're just in a stretch of playing good baseball. If suddenly the floor would fall out from under them, I wouldn't be too terribly surprised either. But I'm saying if you do maintain it and they finish the season the way they did, I think Ben Cherington could probably make a case and say that Derek Shelton was the problem. You should let me continue with this in the next season. And I think Bob Nutting might actually listen.
Has Don Kelly done enough 51-51 in 102 games that he's back regardless of who the GM is next year?
Yes. I don't think that was ever a question, Chris. I know that from the moment when I sat down and talked to Bob Nutting in May, like that was the sense that I got that he wanted Don Kelly to be the manager next year and into the future of the Pirates. He's a very big fan of Don Kelly. And I think it's the right move. I think Don Kelly should be coming back. But I think he's just basically proven the hypothesis right with how they play.
What does the future hold for Andrew McCutchen?
I don't know. I don't know if they know. I mean, the last I talked to Kutch about this, he was focused on himself playing better, feeling like he was giving a team a chance to win. I think if Kutch understands that there's a plan to win here and that they're going to spend money, you know, I don't think he said what he said half-heartedly. You know, generally I've come to learn with Kutch that when he speaks, it's for a reason. And so if they're going to explain to him, look, we're going to spend some money. This is how you're going to be used. This is how the team's going to look. I think he would be amenable to it. And I don't think it's a crazy move for the Pirates if he picks this up and you're basically purchasing about a 750 OPS for next season. I understand he has a long way to go to get there. I do. But I'm saying if he shows that he's still that player, I think he comes back.
Jason, when it's time to review the job Ben Cherington has done this year, when Nutting and Travis Williams take a look at him, do you think the signing of Tommy Pham falls in the good move category or the bad move category, and why?
I think he falls in the good move category, and I think they will buy the explanation. Yeah.
Holy cow. Then he is staying. I've flipped. I think he's going to be back. I do. Connor Griffin, Tommy Pham, Bubba Chandler, Mike Burrows,
Braxton Ashcraft.
Chris, I mean, what do you think? I think he's back.
Yeah.
I said it the day that Shelton got fired. It reset the odometer, and if they came close to 500 with Kelly and enough things went right, it was going to save Cherington his job.
What if they go on a 10-game losing streak starting tonight? So we're making big decisions, sweeping decisions based off of like 2 weeks of
data
here?
It's not just that. It's that all these guys that I'm talking about have played well. Nick Gonzalez goes into the good category.
I think there's actually a decent amount riding here. Like, I think Bob is going to look at it at the sum total, and if they win 67 games, this year's going to be looked at as a failure. If they win 75, 76 games, I think you can make the excuse. So, I mean, that's the pivot point that we're talking here. I realize that sounds crazy, but, like, that's my impression on how they're going to look at things.
Jason, okay, so here's the other part that's somewhat relevant to me. Maybe this has been covered and I just missed it. Do we know what his actual contract is right now? Does he have to get a new deal? Was he extended? How many years are left if he has a deal right now, Jason? Charrington, that is?
He's at least under contract for next year, Chris. I know that.
So if they did fire him, they would be eating some amount of money to do it.
Which they did with Huntington.
Correct.
They did.
Yes,
no, I know.
Correct. And they ate a lot more with Huntington. They ate some with Shelton, not a lot, just the balance of this year. And I know he was beyond Shelton. I just don't know how far beyond. So he was at least under contract for next year. I'm comfortable saying that.
Oh, man. Then you know what? Another thing that he got criticism for, if he felt like what happened in August and September was going to determine if he stayed or went, then that's probably why he kept Tommy Pham and didn't trade him on July 31st.
Yes. I think that has something to do with him keeping Heaney and IKF.
Charrington's treating these games
like the market was for Heaney.
This is what I would call for Charrington a personal pennant race. This is for him. Every one of these games,
other than 2013,
is like trying to get into the playoffs.
Yeah, other than 2013, this is about all he's got because he's never even sniffed the actual playoffs. Otherwise, I just think he's bad at the job. I'm sorry. I know that all those pitchers are. There's a bunch of tally marks that are actually legitimate that I can't downplay in his favor.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.
I think despite all that, he is very bad at his job.
I just can't separate myself from that. I agree with you, and I think the number one thing that he does poorly, it's the number one thing that the Pirates need this offseason, that's go out and find offense, find the proper type of offense, and he's shown no ability to do that, which is why I would move on from him. But at the same time, if he's making the case, like Tamar Johnson's performing well, Connor Griffin looks really good, they have all these young arms, like he can
Flores
make
Flores is hitting 300 at Indy.
What's that?
I said Flores is hitting 300 at Indy.
Yeah, I know. And you can make the case. You say, look, if we would have gone sooner with Derek Shelton, and that's on me, I was foolhardy. I thought that he was going to figure it out. You know, if he owns that to Bob Nutting, I'm curious what Nutting would say. If he would say, okay, well, you know, the last 100 games or whatever, we played pretty well. We have, like, and it honestly hurt them guys going into 13, 14, 15, where they really stuck with Hurdle and Huntington to fight some frustration. Bob might look at this again and say, you know what, I stuck with it there. It paid off
he'll
for
say,
me then.
This is,
it could pay
say,
it off
this
again.
Is my 2012. He'll say, this year is my 2012 with this guy,
yes.
And I'll make
That's
it.
What, that is my concern.
With the GM. You know what? I will say this. I just want this read into the record. If they keep Charrington and I get proven wrong and we're all happy because next year they make the playoffs, like maybe they even challenge for the division, Derek Shelton shouldn't be allowed to manage a T-ball team ever again. He should not be allowed to be a manager for a team where they're just teaching kids how to field
all
the
right,
ball.
All right, here's the last one for you, Jason. 22 games left. If they play 500 ball and they finish the season 74-88, do you think Charrington's back or do you think he's gone?
Oh, man, that's hard. I think he probably stays, man. I do, and I don't think people are happy about it. I think the bottom has to fall out. I think they've played well enough and beaten the right teams that it makes you rethink it. I don't like it. I don't think it's the right move, but I'm trying to interpret their thinking and the way they've hung on to this thing. And
I got you.
I can't sit here. Yeah, all right.
Jason, we'll hear you tomorrow on the morning show and then Sunday 9 a.m. for Pittsburgh Game Day with Donnie and Mark. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Have a good one, guys.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.